the
West Palm Morning Show.
You've got mail.
Yes, I do. Let's get it started here. Of course, I'm not shocked that everyone the other morning was defending criminals, saying that drug dealers shouldn't get such harsh sentences as other criminals because it's a nonviolent crime. Totally disagree and glad they get those kind of sentences because in 2013, it's 2013, and anyone dumb enough to still be selling illegal drugs should get the most harsh penalties they can because they're stupid. Selling drugs is not a nonviolent crime because someone has been or will be killed over the selling and or use of them. Trying to compare selling drugs to raping women or molesting children, Alfredas, is like comparing drinking to smoking cigarettes. One has nothing to do with the other, but both are bad for you. A crime is a crime, nonviolent or not. Selling drugs is wrong and against the law. Deal with it. You want to make money? Work at McDonald's. Like Russ said, I'm one of those people who say if you don't do anything wrong, you won't end up with the sentence in the first place. As far as most drug dealers being black, it's their own fault because it's no secret that the government gives blacks harsher penalties than whites, yet you N-words keep giving them the ammunition to do it. You. I say good riddance to garbage. You want a drug? Try adrenaline, which you get from for free from exercising. Black females should definitely take advantage of that act. God knows most of you need it. Guess who that's from?
Stephen Lynn. Well, I'll tell you something. People want to buy drugs. Nobody wants to be raped. So that's why, to me, you know, you rape somebody, you're doing something against their will. People are actually trying to buy drugs.
Hey, Russ, what the hell is wrong with the church now? I was watching The Preachers of L.A., and I thought I was looking at a bad episode of The Under Shepherd, LOL. No offense. By the way, The Under Shepherd's going to be on TV One.
Saturday night at
8 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see it. This show makes the church look real bad. These preachers are having babies out of wedlock, living with people they're not married to, and driving cars, and their justification is just that Jesus wants them to have the best in life. B.S. Jesus did not drive a Benz with 20-inch rims or talk like Lil Wayne. One of the pastors say that he was just a man, but a preacher is held in a higher esteem than the average man. Obama's just a man, but I don't see him chilling at the 40-40 club. When you have a high position in life, there's some type of responsibility that goes with it. Yes, he's just a man, but he's teaching the word of Christ. So why are you doing things that Christ tells you not to do? That's like a cop pulling you over for speeding, but he's drunk himself. As usual, these A's have churches bigger than the state of Texas. Why have their practitioners, not them, on blast? Churches want to judge gays. Well, let's judge these pastors who are sinning as well. They're just sinning, but telling you that God wants them to. Really? It seems like church is a new Hollywood. The bigger the church, the better the pastor, is what the theme is now. I don't buy that a bit. Yes, they're just men, but they are supposed to be trained and anointed to act like to act not like the everyday man, like a cop is supposed to be trained not to be tempted or to handle situations. Yes, I do go to a big church, but if I ever see this BS in my church, I am out. John Fortson.
Hmm. Wow.
Aren't we having somebody on today?
Who?
Next week they're going to come.
Is that the brother that drives the
They were criticizing him last night for having too much swag and being over the top. But
really?
But we've had people that are church members tell us they like it
they don't want to see their pastor
when their pastor
going
drives
bad.
A nice car.
He
and
said it helps him relate.
Right.
Relate. And show how far he's come.
Are we doing a regular reality review coming up?
Coming up, we'll have the review of last night's episode.
Okay, because these guys are interesting. We were talking about drug sentences being too harsh. A lot of the tweets came in yesterday. Shot of the Eden J says, mandatory sentencing laws created to cause consistency are the reason judges give out such lengthy sentences. DJ K Nice writes, the bottom line is drug money is tax-free money and the government ain't having it. Red Rosie K writes, the government gives harsher penalties for drug dealers because of the money issue, point blank. K-Boy Forever 69 writes, I think it should be dependent on the category of drugs being sold. In Asia, it's a death sentence. Mm. Is that true?
Maybe I don't know.
For selling drugs,
sure.
It's a death sentence?
Wow. I know in some countries it is.
Okay. Dante Still writes, don't break the law. Drops mic, walk away. comedian the DA, Russ Parr, Preachers of L.A. is the prequel to The Under Shepherd, but why does one of the pastors look like the lead singer of The Whispers? Hey, listen, y'all, they're human beings too.
Yeah.
And they make great TV.
Get the message. Yes. Don't focus on the man.
There you go.
Okay, sometimes that message is not on point, but who cares, right? As long as you're driving a car with spinning rims.
Right?